digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
The following takes place between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m.
The tiny inflatable boat carrying Josh and the two black-clad commandos bounces over the rolling swell towards the brightly illuminated oil platform. Philip Bauer stands on metal steps at the base of the platform, watching with grim satisfaction. The boat pulls up. Josh looks around nervously. His grandfather comes down the steps to the landing stage, holding his hand out to Josh.
Joshua!
I don't want to be here with you.
We're not staying here. We're leaving.
I don't want to go anywhere with you.
Look, Josh, I don't expect you to understand everything. Not now, anyway. Someday you will, and you'll thank me for it. In the meantime, you'll do as you're told. Is that clear?
Josh looks up fearfully into his grandfather's crazed eyes. He nods.
Good.
顺风到了。Submarine is on schedule.
How soon before they pick us up?
30 minutes.
Bauer throws a look at Josh, who grows even unhappier. Bill Buchanan and two medics help the badly injured Doyle to his feet and walk him up the beach. Jack stands further up the beach, looking out to sea with the gravest concern. Chloe lies, eyes closed, in medical at CTU.
Her vitals are strong. She's in no immediate danger.
Then why does she collapse?
Dehydration, exhaustion. She hasn't slept in 36 hours.
Chloe opens her eyes.
You said I'm fine, Morris. It's not a big deal. You should be at your workstation.
No, I should be right here with you.
You should be checking the EPA database to see what oil platforms are owned by Philip Bauer.
Other people can do that.
If you really want to make me feel better, then go find Philip Bauer.
Are you sure you're right?
She nods.
Okay, then.
Morris leaves her alone. Her eyes still have a slightly dreamy look, but she appears resolved not to succumb. She moves to get up, but has reluctantly to admit defeat and lies back down again. Schematics of an oil platform come up onto a computer screen. Nadia is studying them closely.
Morris, is Chloe all right?
The doctor's still running some tests, but he says she's going to be fine.
Jack was right about his father. One of his companies owns the federal lease on an oil platform 6 miles offshore.
So you think Philip Bauer's keeping the boy?
Well, the platform's been decommissioned.
Okay, give me the wheel, Nadia. Let's try a thermal scan, see if we can pick up any signs of life.
Morris skillfully punches buttons, bringing up an aerial shot of the platform and zooming in on several red dots.
That's awfully crowded for a decommissioned platform.
Can you back time satellite imagery a few minutes?
Morris spins the clock back to reveal a small red shape docking with the platform.
Okay, there. That must be Josh Bauer arriving. That would be 20 minutes after he was taken. Timing works. Send a copy of this to my screen and forward it to the White House.
Will do.
Found one. Give me Tom Lennox, please.
Right away. Nadia leaves Morris sitting at the workstation. He ponders for a moment and then makes a call. In medical.
Dr. Hastings here.
This is Morris O'Brien. Have Chloe O'Brien's test results come in yet?
You just left here a few minutes ago, Mr. O'Brien. We're still running those tests.
Well, when do you expect the results?
Soon.
Can you call me when you get them?
I'm afraid I can't release that information, not without Ms. O'Brien's permission.
I'm her husband.
Ex-husband, I'm sorry, but I can only share information with Ms. O'Brien's family.
Fine.
At the White House.
And reports indicate the Russians are setting up an offensive position.
All right, thank you.
Meaning they could attack our base at a moment's notice.
That's correct, sir.
Sir, that was CTU. They've just located Philip Bauer and a dozen or so Confederates on an oil drilling platform 6 miles off the coast of Los Angeles.
And here's the sub-circuit board.
We're assuming so, sir.
I'll pass this on to Suvorov. Maybe it'll buy us some more time. Meanwhile, I wanted an assault team dispatched to that oil rig.
Mr. Vice President, if I may.
Go ahead, Ethan.
If the platform is well defended, an assault team might run into trouble. I recommend an air attack. Two Navy F-18s could obliterate that platform and everyone on it.
What about the sub-circuit board?
If it's not destroyed in the attack, it'll sink into the ocean. The salt water will render it useless in minutes.
Tom?
Sir, we think Philip Bauer's grandson is on that same platform. Now, he might well survive a surgical strike by an assault team, but there's no way he's going to live through this proposed aerial attack. You know, we are talking about an innocent 16-year-old boy here.
None of us like this any more than you do, but if the Russians attack our base, a lot of innocent young men are going to die. And the truth is, an airstrike would be the most effective from a political point of view as well. It would show the Russians that we're sparing no effort to destroy the sub-circuit board. Send the F-18s immediately.
Yes, sir, Mr. Vice President.
507.
You'll be all right, Mike. You're gonna make it.
Jack, I'm sorry.
You were following your orders.
Get the kid. Get the kid, Jack.
I will. Did you find my father?
Yes, we believe that he's on a decommissioned Tummel oil platform 6 miles offshore.
Were you able to confirm that Josh is with him?
Thermal scan shows three people arriving on the platform 20 minutes after Josh was taken, so it's highly likely he was one of them.
Nadia, I want to lead the assault team.
There's not going to be an assault team, Jack.
What are you talking about?
I just got notification that the White House has ordered an airstrike by Navy F-18. The Vice President thinks an assault team will take too long. I couldn't call those jets back if I tried.
When is it going to happen?
Less than 30 minutes. Look, I need you and Bill to come back to CTU on Aerial 1 for an immediate debrief. Jack.
Fine.
What's wrong? CTU located my father and Josh, one of the offshore oil platforms. He's not going to be an assault. They've launched an F-18 airstrike. No one on that platform is going to survive.
I'm sorry, Jack.
Jack eyes a chopper.
Jack, don't even think about it. Don't want to get yourself killed. You won't save Josh. Look, I realize he's your nephew.
I'm not going to do something because he's my nephew. I'm going to do something because he's an innocent kid being written off as some kind of an acceptable loss. It's wrong. Nadia has ordered us back to CTU in Chopper 1. I'm going to take it.
I'll fly. You prep the weapons. It's been a while, but I can get us to the platform. With any luck, I might even be able to get us back.
You don't need to do this, Bill.
Yes, I do. I don't want to live with this one either.
Let's get ready.
Jack slides out a weapons stash from the boot of an SUV.
You're going to need that.
As the helicopter revs up nearby, Jack picks out an array of deadly hardware which he variously hands to Bill or stashes in canvas bags. The pair then set off purposefully towards the awaiting aircraft. They get in behind the young pilot. Jack pulls a gun on the man.
Commandeering your helicopter, get out. Get out!
The pilot climbs down from the cockpit and the helicopter immediately dusts off. It hovers over the breaking waves and then disappears into the night, pinpoints of light flashing from its fuselage. 5:10, end of part one. Bill and Jack sit in the helicopter. Two military jets scud across the lightning sky.
Matching target coordinates. We'll be in range in 22 minutes.
At the White House.
Sir, significant numbers of Russian troops have assumed a flanking position along the eastern rim of our military base.
What am I to take from that?
A tactical advancement like that indicates imminent attack.
All right, put him through. Sir.
You got Subaru?
Yes, sir.
Mr. President, this is Vice President Daniels.
Mr. Vice President, the last time we spoke, you said an opportunity had presented itself.
Unfortunately, that didn't work out. But there has been a significant new development, and I'm asking you to hold off on any military assault on our base.
For what reason, sir?
The Chinese agents who are in possession of the component have been tracked to
an oil platform off our west coast. We assume that they're awaiting transport to China from
there. I've ordered an airstrike to destroy the platform before that rendezvous can happen.
I realize that
you have no reason to accept what I'm telling you. Not without proof, at least, but I implore you.
Mr. Vice President, I believe you. Just moments ago, one of our listening posts intercepted a transmission to a Chinese submarine operating in the Western Pacific. The point of origin is 10 miles off your coast. And the contents suggest that the submarine is en route to pick up the component.
Then you know that I'm telling you the truth.
You say you've already launched an airstrike against this oil platform.
Yes, that's the only way we can make absolutely certain that the component's been destroyed.
Sir,
we're prepared to give you a real-time uplink to our
satellite feed of the assault operation.
One moment, please, sir. How long until your fighters reach the target?
Less than 20 minutes, sir.
20 minutes, Mr. President.
Very well. But be advised, nothing less than the complete destruction of this oil platform will give us the assurance we require.
Understood. Stand by. The satellite feed will be there momentarily.
I wish you luck, Mr. Vice President.
Daniels shakes his head ruefully and looks across at a monitor screen showing the outlines of the two jets at CTU.
Yes, the Coast Guard and the Navy are coordinating directly. They're patrolling a 5-mile perimeter around the target. Yes, sir, I'll keep you in the loop. What is it, Morris?
Jack's commandeered the CTU chopper. He's requesting an uplink to our satellite feed.
What?
He's on the way to the oil platform. He's with Bill Buchanan.
Nadia, incredulous, takes the earpiece from Morris.
Aerial 1, please confirm. Come in.
Miss Bauer, we copy.
Look, Jack, I know you want to save your nephew, but I can't authorize a suicide mission.
We don't need your authorization, Nadia. We need your help.
Those F-18s will be within striking range in 18 minutes.
What if we find the component first?
It won't make a difference. The strike team's orders are non-contingent. All you're going to do is get yourselves killed.
Nadia, it's Bill. Look, I understand the pressure you're under, but you have to believe me when I tell you this is the right call to make.
Nadia pauses, her expression doubtful and confused. Morris looks at her.
Morris said you need a visual on the oil platform.
Yes. We need to know how many hostiles are on the platform and where they are.
Uploading the latest satellite capture.
Okay, you'll have it in a few seconds.
Copy that. Send it to my PDA.
PDA, got it.
Thank you, Nadia. You did the right thing.
Nadia nods ever so slightly, but her eyes register deep concern. Jack gets out earpieces.
Bill, I need you to put your comm unit in. I'll try to make our approach, Jack. Wind's heavy out of the west. If we fly into it and stay low to the water, we should be able to catch them off guard. It won't buy us much time. We'll have to engage them from the air. I'll hold them off so you can land, then we'll move in.
Jack prepares his weapons. The fighter jets tear across the sky.
The target is locked and acquired.
The helicopter speeds towards the twinkling lights of the distant oil platform. 519, Cheng and Philip Bauer pace about.
Josh, we leave in 15 minutes.
Please just let me go.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Because I can't. You have a lot to learn. Now it's my responsibility to teach you. First lesson is, pay attention.
Cheng into his radio.
Ni kan ding.
Xi. Rebel China Ti Quan Chi Kwa Dola.
Dojin.
What is it?
There's a helicopter approaching. We need to get to the boat and head west. There's a locator beacon on board. Something will pick us up. Here, take the component. I'll see about the helicopter. I'll join you shortly.
Let's go, Jason.
Bauer leads Josh away. 5:20. The helicopter is now close to the platform.
Once we hit the deck, we're gonna have to move hard!
Cheng mobilizes his team of armed men, who run at speed along the gantries of the platform and up steps towards the helipad.
You ready to move up?
Ready!
Take it up!
The chopper swoops in over the helipad. Jack opens fire on the Chinese.
You're clear to land!
Bill brings the chopper down. Jack leaps out and crouches to face fresh waves of Chinese attackers. His gunfire ignites drums of fuel. Cheng arrives on the scene and yells, before being blown off his feet by an explosion. Jack and Bill descend steps from the helipad. Jack spots the prone Cheng reaching for his gun.
Chopper.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna make sure Josh isn't on this
platform. We only have 10 minutes. Get up! Get up!
Go, go, go! Bill bundles Cheng towards the helicopter. 5:26. The jets speed towards the platform. In a cavernous space full of pipes, ladders, and other metalwork, Philip Bauer leads Josh by the arm. Josh breaks free.
Come on, Josh, stop it.
Can't.
Of course you can. All it takes is a little self-control. You're behaving like a child.
They grapple.
You have to learn to control your emotions. You must never let them control you, you understand? Good.
Jack works his way down through the platform, picking off Chinese guards as he goes. The two military planes fly in close formation.
Target will be in range in 4 minutes, 30 seconds.
Bauer leads Josh down to the landing stage at which is moored the inflatable boat. Bauer seems to be struggling to open a metal gate. Turning his back on Josh, he puts down a large spanner. Josh picks this up and clouts his grandfather on the head, simultaneously grabbing his gun. 5:28.
I'm not going with you.
You're not gonna shoot me?
Give me the gun.
Now.
No! As long as you're alive, me and my mom will never be safe.
Josh, listen to me. I've always cared about you.
No! You only care about yourself.
That's not true. You're the reason I'm doing all
this. Shut up!
I love you, Josh! Go!
Bauer collapses, grimacing, badly wounded in the chest.
Josh! It's all right, I've got him. You can lower that weapon. Josh! Lower your gun. I know how scared and angry you must feel right now. I know. I've been exactly where you are. I know exactly how you feel. But you're gonna have to trust me on this. You do not want to live with the pain of taking another person's life, even if you think they deserve it. In a few minutes, there's gonna be an F-18 airstrike on this platform. We need to get out of here. We need to get out of here now. Please. It's all right. Just give me the gun. It's all right. It's all right. It's over. It's over. I need you to get up to the top of the platform and get in the chopper now. Go! Move!
What about you?
I'll be right behind you. Keep going! Get up! Get up! It's over!
And finish it.
No. You are going to be held accountable for what you have done today.
I don't think so. You don't have time to carry me. Not if what you said about the airstrike is true. And you don't want to die. Not here. Not with me.
Philip Bauer lies looking up at his son, his dimming eyes still full of arrogance. Jack wavers and lowers his gun.
You're gonna get off easy.
Jack looks at his father, more in sorrow than in anger, then turns and begins running up the steps. At the helipad, Bill Buchanan cuffs Cheng and stows him on board.
CTU, this is Area 1. My count shows the strike in 2 minutes.
Negative. You have 90 seconds before those F-18s are within striking range. You need to get off that platform now. Bill, confirm.
Copy that. Stand by. Where's Jack?
He's with my grandpa.
Get in.
Mr. Vice President, target is in range. Strike team reports missile lock.
Take it out.
Echo 6-4 is clear to engage.
Echo 6-4, you are clear to engage.
Clusters of missiles are set for launch. Bill dusts off in the helicopter.
Wait, we can't leave without my uncle.
We're not leaving, hang on. Jack, I'm coming around to the south. Meet me on level 3. Copy that, Bill, I'm on it.
Jack climbs up onto the side rail of the platform.
Bill, I see you. I'm on the southwest corner.
Box 1, box 2.
As the F-18s launch their battery of missiles, the helicopter rounds the corner of the platform, dangling a rope ladder. Jack assesses the distance and makes a mighty leap, just in the nick of time. Josh looks on wide-eyed as the platform is blown to pieces. Bill pulls away to safety with Jack clinging to the rope ladder.
Aerial 1, please confirm. Bill, please confirm. Bill, this is Nadia. Do you copy?
CTU, this is Aerial 1. We copy. I've got Jack and his nephew and Cheng in custody. Heading back to CTU.
We'll have a landing crew standing by, sir.
Nadia smiles in relief. Morris permits himself a smirk of self-vindication. The helicopter continues across the ocean. Jack remains suspended from the rope ladder. End of part two.
Strike team reports multiple direct hits. Satellite recon is reporting. Target is completely destroyed.
Good work.
Mr. President, you're seeing what we're seeing.
Yes, we are.
Хорошо. Yeah.
We concur that the target has been eliminated.
And I trust you're satisfied that the component's been destroyed as well.
I am. I'm ordering the full withdrawal of our troops from the eastern rim of your military base.
Good, Mr. President.
You will excuse me if I wait until your troops are completely withdrawn before I order our squadrons in the air to stand down.
Yes, of course. And, Mr. Vice President, I regret that the events of this day have brought us to such a dangerous and unfortunate situation, but when my country's security is threatened...
I understand, Mr. President, all too well.
Yes, I'm sure you do. My best wishes for the recovery of President Palmer.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Mr. Vice President.
Daniels presses the off button on the speakerphone. In the helicopter, Josh looks down with concern. Jack, hanging onto the ladder, looks up strangely. He looks down and then appears to let go. He falls into the sea.
What the hell happened?
He fell! Uncle Jack fell!
All right, I'm going back.
It becomes evident that they are by now very close to the beach and that Jack has decided to swim the final few yards. He is borne in by a rolling wave and then walks through the knee-deep water and up onto the beach. The helicopter's spotlight throws a halo of light around him. He looks up and raises his right hand towards Bill. Bill nods almost imperceptibly and looks down with sadness as Jack heads away across the beach. The helicopter wheels upwards.
Where are we going?
Back to CTU.
No, we can't! We have to go back for him!
Jack's not ready to go back yet.
Josh struggles to understand. Jack leans against a landing stage on the beach. 5:40. Daniels walks grimly along a corridor. An aide calls the Secretary of Defense to one side and shows him a paper. He smiles. As Daniels enters his office, the Secretary of Defense catches up with him.
You should know, sir, we've received confirmation that the Chinese have recalled their sub to its base at Ningbo.
Tell Admiral Smith to have one of our subs shadow them. I want the Chinese to know that we're aware of their activities.
Yes, sir.
And thank you, Ethan, for everything. Extend my gratitude to the Joint Chiefs.
Congratulations, Mr. Vice President.
Sir, not to quash your flush of victory here. The actions of the Chinese cannot go unaddressed.
We'll leave that for another day, Tom. Right now, I don't know about you, but I could use some sleep.
Here's just one other outstanding issue I would like to discuss with you, sir.
Karen Hayes.
Sir, she's about to be transferred into FBI custody. Now, in light of the recent terrorist attacks, the nuke in California, the plot against the president, I just think we need to preserve whatever fragile faith the American people might still have in this administration. Just let Karen and Bill resign with their reputations intact.
All right, Tom. Take care of that for me.
All right. Thank you, sir. Is that tape recording you asked for?
Tom Lennox leaves discreetly. Daniels looks down at the tiny tape recorder Tom has placed on the table. He finally lets out a smile of relief. At CTU, Chloe sits up in medical.
Hey.
Hi.
How you feeling?
Good.
Jack got the boy. They're both safe.
What about the Russians?
They backed off. They were satisfied that the component was destroyed.
And Jack's father?
He was killed in the airstrike, and Cheng's in custody.
Good.
Look, I was talking to Dr. Hastings. He says the test results are in, but he's not telling me anything. He insists I talk to you. Is it serious?
Yeah.
Bloody hell, Chloe. Whatever it is, I'll help you get through it.
No, you won't. We're not together.
No, sod that. Really, come on. When you collapsed, I thought something might really be wrong. I can't do so, darling.
Really?
Yeah, really. I love you.
Okay. Well, that's good, because I'm pregnant.
You mean, what? With child?
That's usually how it works. You know, this is a nice moment. Let's not ruin it by saying something stupid. Let's just go back to work.
Okay.
Okay.
Karen Hayes paces in her holding cell. She spins round as she hears the door open.
Tom?
Karen?
You've come to say goodbye?
Well, in a manner of speaking, you're free to go. Vice President is dropping all charges against you.
What about Bill?
He's being pardoned as well. Of course, the Vice President is still expecting your resignations, but you're free to go live your lives without fear of prosecution. Is that suitable?
Yes, 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 it is.
All right. Well, good luck.
I know you had a hand in this, Tom. Thank you.
You know, Karen, I actually think I'm going to miss you.
Really?
Well, I can answer that better after you've gone.
Karen walks out through the cell door with the light step of a free woman. 5:46, Bill escorts Josh into CTU. Cheng, bloodied and bowed, limps in between two guards. Nadia watches Bill approaching.
Where's your mother?
Nadia smiles as Marilyn embraces her son. Bill turns to Cheng.
You'll be debriefed at a federal detention facility.
My people will not abandon me like you abandoned Jack Bauer.
Get him out of here.
Nadia holds her hand out to Bill.
It's good to see you again, sir.
You did good work today. You should be proud.
Thank you. That means a lot coming from you. Where's Jack?
He fell from the chopper into the ocean during the extraction. He made it to shore. He's fine.
Why didn't you pick him up?
They didn't want me to.
I don't understand. We need to find him.
We'll never find him. What if he doesn't want us to? Let him go.
At Senator Heller's home.
Somehow it just doesn't feel real. But I am grateful that she's alive.
Let me know if there's anything.
Of course.
Anything at all.
I'll let you know. Thanks.
Hella sadly replaces the phone and then leans back on the couch. His eyes widen as he hears the slight sound. 5:48. He leans forward and silently lifts the phone receiver.
Put it down.
Jack stands in the doorway. Hella stares.
Now.
Hella obeys. Jack, still wet from the sea, advances. Hella appears resigned.
Are you here to kill me?
Depends. Where's Audrey?
I told you before, you're not getting anywhere near my door.
You do not tell me what to do anymore! Do you understand me? You do not tell me what to do! I just watched my father die. And I felt nothing. You know why? Yeah. You know why? Because that man was dead to me years ago. I admired you. I looked up to you like a father. You were the kind of man I wanted to be, and you took advantage of it!
Jack, listen to me.
No! You are gonna listen to me! Earlier today, you said that I was cursed. That anyone I touched ended up dead or ruined. How dare you? How dare you? The only thing I did, the only thing I have ever done, is what you and people like you have asked of me. Why didn't you try to get me out of China?
I did try.
Not hard enough! You had the political power. Was the timing not right? Was a little too complicated. Or was I just an acceptable loss?
Jack, I understand your anger.
Shut up! You don't understand a thing about me. But I know you. I know why you're angry at me. And it wasn't because Audrey went to China to save me. It was because when you told her not to, she did it anyway. You'll never understand that kind of commitment. That kind of loyalty.
You're right, Jack. It wasn't fair of me to put all this on you, to blame you for what happened to Audrey. I know the sacrifices you've made. I know this country owes you more than it'll ever repay.
I'm not interested in what you think this country owes me. I want my life back. And I want it now. Audrey's all I've got. And you can't stop me. In case you've forgotten, I'm very good at disappearing. And if you try sending someone after us, I'll kill him. Pretty good at that, too.
Simply getting your life back, Jack, isn't going to change who you are. And you can't walk away from it. You know that. You've tried it. Sooner or later, you're going to get back in the game. And my daughter's going to pay the price. Like your wife did.
You son of a bitch.
Jack, I beg you, just stop for a moment and think. Think, Jack. You won't be able to take care of her the way you want to.
Where is she? Take me to her now.
Hella turns quietly and leads Jack out of the room. End of part 3. Hella pushes open the door to where Audrey lies, eyes closed and hooked up to a monitor. He then withdraws. Jack enters slowly and crosses reverently to the bed. Audrey lies there completely still, her golden hair cascading onto the pillow. Jack sits and takes her hand.
It's me, I'm here.
Her face remains immobile. Jack looks down and then away, struggling with overwhelming emotion. He turns to look at her motionless face.
I know that. Take care of you and protect you. But I'm at a crossroads. Right now, the best way to let you go. I hope one day you can understand that. I hope one day you can forgive me.
Jack leans across and plants the tenderest of kisses on Audrey's forehead. Jack swallows hard, then drops his head and turns away, sad beyond tears. Still, Audrey's face remains immobile. Jack stands. Outside in the corridor, he pauses to glance at Hella, but then continues on his way. Jack goes through French doors and out into the garden. He passes beneath a stand of trees and walks down steps to a wooden balustrade overlooking the Pacific. His eyes register bewilderment as he looks down at the precipitous drop to the ocean far below. It is almost as if he is contemplating the unthinkable. Six a.m. The end.
If you just caught the end of 24, never mind. It's not like we didn't give you any notice, but we do have ways and means, mainly multi-start via the red button. Your chance to see the final hour of day 6 again and again if you want. 24 returns to Sky One in 2008. If you can't wait that long, hit the interweb for behind-the-scenes stuff, Gump von Kiefer and the crew, and loads of exclusive pics and vids. Sky1.co.uk/24. Next tonight, Badger or Bust.